It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The recipients of the 11th Annual Opera News Awards have been announced. This year's honorees, the youthful lyric tenor Joseph Kaleha, Latvian mezzo Elena Garanka, and soprano Anna Netrebko, joined the veteran German mezzo Valtroid Meyer and bass baritone Jose Van Dam on the winner's list. This year's honorees are numbered among the very greatest artists in the history of the art form, said F. Paul Driscoll, editor-in-chief of Opera News. We are proud to salute them and are very grateful for the superb performances they have given on the world's great opera stages. Every year, the editorial team at Opera News decides which opera stars will be recognized for their achievements in the field of opera. Singers will be honored at a black tie gala reception on April 10th at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. You can join KBOK every Saturday for the Metropolitan Opera broadcast starting at 11 a.m. This week's opera is Rossini's Donna del Lago. It's a happy holiday indeed for the Cleveland Orchestra. For the third consecutive year, the orchestra's annual report showed a surplus and even some audience growth. In fiscal 2015, its push to remain viable and relevant paid off in the forms of higher attendance, endowment growth, and record-setting levels of philanthropy. The organization reported a surplus of $72,000. My hat is off to our team of managers for all the achievements of the past year, said Executive Gary Hansen, who's retiring this year, stressing not any one statistic, but rather the orchestra's overall momentum. The impact we're having is incredibly gratifying, he said. The surplus is also notable in light of the orchestra's overall growth. The budget as a whole rose by $2.1 million to $50.8 million in support of touring, outreach, and opera presentations. Classical music is often said to be dead or dying, and the latest hot new live venue for classical music in New York City confirms that diagnosis. The Crypt at the Church of the Intercession at 155th Street and Broadway is partially underground and located in the actual crypt itself of the church near the final resting places of New York luminaries like Alexander Hamilton and former Mayor Ed Koch. With its intimate but not quite tomb-like seating capacity of only 100, it's the brainchild of Andrew Owsley of Unison Media. Concert series dubbed the Crypt Sessions, in conjunction with the church, has presented pianist Conrad Tau and tenor Lawrence Brownlee. There are five or six more events that are expected to be announced in January for 2016. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.